Celebrate the great feast of the great Saint Bonaventure, who was considered the second founder of the Franciscan order because he sorted through so many problems and there are many changes in the Franciscan order that happened after the death of Saint Francis, many problems, many complex problems, and many complaints against the Franciscan order, and he had to sort through it all, and he did it with such great prudence and learning and such virtue and holiness that he is considered the second founder of the Franciscan order and put it on such a solid foundation that it continues today, not just by him, of course, but by the charism of Saint Francis. And we believe that it will, Franciscan order will continue to the end of the world, continuing to bear fruit of holiness and virtue throughout the church and throughout the centuries. But Saint Bonaventure was after the death of Saint Francis, but he was born in 1221, and he was a sickly child, and he was sick to death even, and his mother brought him to, or called Saint Francis to her home to ask him to pray over him to heal him, and he did. And so he was healed, and Saint Francis said, "Oh, buona ventura, oh, good things to come." He saw in Saint Bonaventure, and that's what his mother called him. Saint called him Bonaventure after the words of Saint Francis. So, as providence would have it, he did enter the Franciscan order, and it was quickly found to be very learned and very virtuous, very holy, and he studied under the great Alexander of Hales of Paris. Alexander of Hales was one of the great scholars there and teachers at Paris, and he entered the Franciscan order as a scholar because he saw the great good that the order was doing and the sincere observance of poverty and the gospel life of the Franciscans. So he entered, and as well as many other scholars did, and we had many learned friars in the order at that time. So Saint Bonaventure studied under Alexander of Hales and gained his own great wisdom too. And he studied at the same time and taught, became a teacher at the University of Paris, and while at the same time Saint Thomas was teaching there, and they became friends. And Thomas once asked Saint Bonaventure how he gained his great learning, and Saint Bonaventure pointed to the crucifix, said, "That's where I get my knowledge." And he did. He studied the crucifix. He contemplated the passion of our Lord, and it was greatly devoted to Our Lady, and he gained this great wisdom for the Church and for the Franciscan Order. And at the age of 27, he became one of the great teachers there, and the Chancellor at the time, named Gerson, said that he was perhaps one of the greatest teacher, perhaps the greatest teacher at the University of Paris. And at the age of 36, he became the Minister General of the Order after John of Parma, who pointed him out and nominated him to be the Minister General. And he had to sort through, again, all the problems in the order. There was a spiritualist branch who was saying that the friars should go back to the original life of the early friars and live in hovels and caves and poor places and focus on contemplation and not be too involved in study and learning and books and anything that would seem to be a violation of poverty. Because the order was growing bigger and bigger, and the friaries were necessarily bigger to hold all the friars, and so they were building larger buildings. And some of them were, they're new. They were made out of stone, and they were beautiful convents to house the friars, and it was necessary. And you had to have big friaries to insulated friaries to have all the books to hold them, or else they're going to decay. And so they had to have these big friaries. And the early friars were really upset about that. They thought there were violations of poverty, and you know, Saint Francis, who didn't put an emphasis on learning, he put an emphasis on humility, and so there was a lot of confusion in the order. And then you had outside opponents to the Franciscan order who thought that the friars were not living out poverty. They thought they were going to extremes and other things. People were flocking to the friars for confessions and for counseling and for the sacraments and what was, and the people weren't going to their parishes as much. And so there was a lot of opposition, and St. Bonaventure was the one that sorted through all this and wrote treatises and defending the order against the spiritualists and against those secularists who were attacking the friars, who were just trying to, you know, lead souls to salvation and trying to live a holy life. And he in his great learning, he defended the order and the good things that the friars were doing eloquently and definitively as well. And he had the approbation of the church and the popes, and the pope, many of the people wanted him to be a bishop of their towns, and he steadfastly refused. He wanted to observe the humility of the friars minor. But eventually the pope at the time did make him a bishop, and out of obedience he accepted. Pope Gregory X accepted, gave him the bishopric of Albano, and also made him a cardinal and told him to govern the Council of Lyons, the Ecumenical Council of Lyons. St. Thomas was to come to this council, but he died just before. And during the council, St. Bonaventure died too in the third session of the council, but he governed the council extremely well helped to unite the Eastern Christians who were separated, who were schismatics at the time. They came back to the church through his influence. And so we have a friar and a saint who combined learning and great virtue and humility in his life, and we sorely need that in every century, but especially today, you know, where there's so many priests and so many famous people who are falling away in the church and outside. We need to be able to combine learning and fame and still maintain holiness and virtue. And we do have good examples of that too, in Mother Teresa and Saint and Blessed John Paul II. And we need many more to hold out that light, to be the salt of the earth, to preach holiness, especially by virtue and by good example. And if there's any fame or recognition involved too, that we maintain our humility and an adherence to the church and to Our Lady, who will guide us through all the perils and pitfalls of this world and temptations. And so let us look to St. Bonaventure as that shining light for us, for virtue and learning in our Catholic faith.